Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. And we are joined once again by a fan favorite of the show. You know him as The Social Cut on Instagram, Mr. Steve Nunez. How's it going today, Steve?
Hey, Richard. How's it going, man? I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me back on again.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you and connect. And, you know, a lot has changed since the last time we spoke. So I want you to go ahead and update everybody on what's been going on. I know a few months back we talked about you opening up your shop. And from what I'm seeing online, it's open. It's open to the public. So let us know what's going on with that.
Yeah, thanks again, Richard. Man, we're super excited. We just opened up about a month and a half ago. We opened up, we're actually going to be almost 2 months open now. So we opened up. It's The Social Cut. It's a full-service barbershop, tailor, and cafe. So we're doing things a little different. It's not your traditional barbershop or tailor or cafe. When you open up a business, you always want to solve a problem. And for myself, being in the menswear scene and just the lifestyle of a gentleman, I thought to myself, like, hey, you know what? There needs to be a place for a guy to be able to get groomed all under one roof. And that's how I came up with the concept of The Social Cut Grooming Cafe, which means you can go in there, get a fresh haircut, hang out, enjoy a cup of coffee, and of course get your clothes tailored. So it's just a one-stop shop for guys to get groomed.
Man, that's a great idea. I wish we had something like that where I'm at, because like you said, I bet that you get people kind of just hanging out in there, just kind of kicking it, and it looks like a relaxed atmosphere. Like you said, you can get a cup of coffee, take your time, get your clothes tailored, get a lot of things knocked out at once, man. That was just a great concept that you came up with. How are people responding to that? You find that they like the one-stop shop?
Yeah, people love it. It's just one of those things where people love it, and at the same time, other people, I mean, they still like it a lot, but they're not accustomed to the grooming cafe. So we have to teach people, hey, what's a grooming cafe? So people are really curious about what that is. And that's why I tend to stay away from the word barbershop, or just saying, hey, we're a barbershop, we're a tailor, or we're a cafe. I use it to describe the place, but I want people to know that it's a grooming cafe. And like I said, it's a place for people just to hang out. Back in the day, you know, when barbershops were a place where guys can just come hang out, you know, just talk. And nowadays, coffee is a social connector. So how many times do people say, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee? So that's why we added the cafe element in it. So it's just a real cool place to just come in, hang out. And especially when you go to barbershops, now they treat you like cattle, you know? And that's kind of why I stopped going to barbershops, because I would go in there, they shove you in the corner with five chairs against the wall. You just sit there and wait for like an hour, 2 hours. So that's why we came up with this concept for guys to come in here. And it doesn't feel like you have to wait at a barbershop. It feels you want to come to the barbershop again. You want to enjoy a cup of coffee. You want to hang out, come in with your buddies, and just have a good time.
Yeah, that is great, because like you said, it's more of a relaxed atmosphere. Just looks like just a place you want to be. Not like you said, you're shoved in a corner and you keep looking at your phone or your watch trying to pass the time. But this seems actually pretty cool. So congratulations to you for getting that started and getting off the ground. And definitely, if anybody's in your area, definitely get out there and support Steve in the Social Cut Grooming Cafe. But Steve, let me ask you this. What were some of the challenges that you had setting up the business? Because, you know, in the past, we've had on some business experts on the show and they talked about starting a business. And of course, there's challenges. So what advice could you give to any entrepreneurs out there?
The best advice I can give entrepreneurs out there is, I love this quote from Mark Cuban. I'm not sure if some of you have heard of it, but I have this saved on my phone. I have it as my screensaver. It's don't start a company unless it's an obsession. It's something you love. If you have an exit strategy, it's not an obsession. And not until I opened The Social Cut is where I really understood that quote, meaning you're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, but you have to really enjoy what you want to do. Before we opened up The Social Cut, I was doing marketing and advertising, and I loved what I was doing, but at the end of the day, I started getting tired of it. And when you have a passion for something, that's when you're going to be successful, because there's days when I wasn't feeling my old job, and it was just, you know, I would go home and I just didn't like doing what I was doing anymore. But when you open up your own business, you know, there are no off days. There are no, hey, you know what, I'm taking the weekend off, I'll come back refreshed on Monday. You're on call 24/7. I've worked Saturdays, Sundays. Since we opened up, I haven't had a day off. So definitely, you just have to make sure you love what you do, because otherwise, it's going to be tough to be successful. But as far as on the actual business side of things, definitely making sure you guys have enough capital to start your business. I mean, you want to go above and beyond, but you want to make sure to stay within your means. When we opened up, I wanted to have everything top of the line. You know, I wanted to have top of the line furniture. I wanted to have top of the line everything. But just starting off, you want to start off small. And as you grow your business, you know, you build up and you start to upgrade the things you need. So you definitely want to be creative. And that's really what helped me out, because, I mean, hey, if you have the money to start your business and buy all the top of the line stuff, then hey, go for it. I would have done it too. But being creative is definitely something you need to be when you start your business. I had a very limited budget. When you guys check out my pictures on thesocialcode.com, my furniture, all that stuff I have up there, people are really impressed with the stuff we have there, and I actually made it from scratch. I got creative with what we did, and it so far has been working for us.
Man, that's awesome to hear that you've been so creative, because, yeah, you're right, and a lot of times in business, you have to crawl before you walk. And another thing that I picked up on from what you said is that you really love what you do. So for you, it's not really like you're working every day. I mean, you are putting in the hours, but it sounds like you're having a great time, bro.
Exactly. I'm having a good time, man. And like I said, you really have to love what you do. I love men's fashion. I love menswear and grooming. I can talk about it all day. And that's really, you know, what I love to do. So, for example, it wasn't really a day off, but I had... Finally, last Sunday, I took like half the day off, but it wasn't really a day off because I wasn't at the shop, but I took that day off because we had to go look for new furniture. We had to buy some new supplies. So basically, that was kind of my day off. And I just recorded a new video about the three new spring hairstyles. So I don't know if you consider that a day off, but hey, I love what I do. So that's why, quote unquote, my day off. I actually took time to record a new YouTube video.
Yeah, man. If you love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life. And so you're living by that quote. So that's awesome. Let me ask you this, Steve. What's the most satisfying part of opening this business? I mean, I know there's a lot of fun aspects, a lot of pride that goes into it. But what's the most satisfying thing for you? What are you most proud of?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I mean, there's so many things I'm proud of. I mean, I think the first thing would be just seeing my dream become a reality. You know, you have a concept, you have an idea, and I started this maybe about 2-3 years ago with the idea, and since then, I've been working at it, saving money, putting the plans together, just, you know, little by little, and just to finally open the doors. I think that was my proudest moment, you know, so far, but definitely working with people. I think also the freedom, just being able to do what I love to do day in and day out, I think that's probably one of my best accomplishments I have now. But I really also have to say is, it's just, I love what I do, man. So that's, it's tough to say. That's a good question.
Yeah, no, loving what you do, I mean, that makes all the difference in the world. And you can definitely tell that you're enjoying yourself. You know, you have so much passion in your voice. We can hear it. So that's just great to hear. And if anybody out there has a dream, I mean, just listen to this interview. Like Steve said, it took him a few years, but here he is. He's got things rolling and he's off. Now, I've got another question, because I follow you on social media and it seems like you're an animal lover. You have a pet. And I'm wondering, is this dog the store mascot? Because if I come to the Social Cut Cafe, will I get a chance to meet him?
That's the guy, man. Yeah, Bruce is my sidekick. He's one of the guys that have been there with me from the beginning, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, people love Bruce. He's just a quick story on Bruce. I rescued him about a year ago. He's a mix. He's a pit bull with a bull terrier. And yeah, I mean, I love this guy, man. It's funny because when we adopted him, it took us about a year. No, I'm sorry. It took us about a month to adopt him, but he was in the pound for about 5 months. So luckily it was a no-kill shelter. You know, I think that taught me a valuable lesson. Definitely not to judge a book by its cover. You always hear that, but that cliche. But definitely, I mean, pit bulls have a bad reputation. And when we adopted him, he's a lovable guy. All he does is just wants to lick your face off. And so he brings a great vibe to the whole shop. And people, when they come in, they love him. pet him. So you definitely guys got to come and check him out.
Yeah, definitely. And you're right. You know, I have a dog myself. He's a pit and a lab mix. And it was the same thing. I really wasn't a big fan of dogs in general, but my family really wanted to get a dog. And I was a little nervous, but like you said, man, those pit bulls, they're really lovable, you know, believe it or not. So you've got Bruce, and if I'm going to have to start putting my dog on social media too. His name's Bob. So we got Bruce and Bob, so we'll have to get them together one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I think that's just kind of when you start a business too, I think people focus too much on, I guess another tip for you guys is don't take things so seriously, you know, because I feel everybody talks about, aesthetics, and there's a certain image I need to follow, which is true, you know, but there's nothing wrong with being yourself. There's nothing wrong with putting some personal things on, you know, on social media or just putting things out there. And people love, I mean, just from my experience, people really interact and feel more comfortable with you when you kind of show who you are, you know?
Yeah, I love that. You know, be confident, be yourself, and have a little fun. And it's really gone a long way with you. And so, Steve, we want to wish you the best with the Grooming Cafe and also with your YouTube videos, which are really fun to watch. So, you know, this season of The Life of a Gentleman, we want to have you come back on and talk about grooming some more, because you helped us out so much last year with everything from haircuts to skincare. And we really appreciate it. So thank you so much, Steve.
Hey, no problem, Richard. Thanks for having me on. It's always a good time out here. And yeah, guys, if you guys are ever in Southern California, we're located in the city of Pomona. You guys check us out, The Social Cut. I would definitely hook you up, man. We're an old school barbershop. We got a tailor in here. We'll get with your state of your suits, give you guys a nice shave, cut. Enjoy a coffee when you guys are here.
Sounds good, Steve. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks again, Richard.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman, where we are joined by someone who's been on the show in the past. But once again, we had to have him come back because last time he was here, he brought so much positive energy and information. We knew that we had to bring him back, and I'm sure that you all are going to enjoy what he has in store. Who I'm talking about is Mr. Custodio Gomes. He is the author of Life, Love, War, and also The Human Experience, which I believe will be coming out on Amazon very, very soon. But I'll let him tell you more about that himself. Custodio, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be back. It's an honor.
Oh, yeah. We enjoyed it. Like I said last time, we had so much fun and great information. So we thought, why don't we have you come on and give us some positive energy, some motivation? Because if you guys aren't following him on social media, Instagram in particular, it's ODIE_GOMES. And the reason I want you to follow him is because every day he's giving positive information. And that's something that is sorely lacking in today's society. Custodio, wouldn't you agree?
I agree 100%. I think there's so much going on in the world that I think we need to make it a priority, take it upon ourselves to, you know, put something great out there, put something positive. You know, a lot of people going through things, you know, and the world is in a dismal state. So I think it's incumbent of us to really put it out there and inspire people every day to do better.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you do. Now, just kind of diving into the book for a minute. Last time we talked about Life, Love, and War, and this time, The Human Experience. What's that about exactly, and what can we look forward to with this new book?
The Human Experience is a totally different book than Life, Love, and War. The Human Experience is a 10-story book, all true stories. I interviewed 9 people, with myself making it 10. I'm just telling the stories. Like mine in particular is getting custody after 3 or 4 years of a court battle for my child, and I've had it for 3 years. I have another young man who, from the 94 Rwanda genocide, he's a survivor. Family, most of his family were killed. I'm touching homosexuality, single motherhood, living in the inner city, and the struggles of, you know, people trying to make you become a drug dealer, you know, the enticement of it. There's a lot of things that I'm touching, and I just think that these are issues that are taboo to many people, and they're afraid to speak about it. So I wanted to get true stories about it. I didn't want to write it and make it up. I wanted to find people who have gone through these things so we can tell true stories. And the crazy thing about the book, I wrote it in a first-person kind of way, you know, as if I'm the one going through all of them. So after the interviews, I had to become those people. I had to listen to their voices all the time. I had to get their demeanor and their emotions and really trying to, you know, capture what they've gone through. And hopefully, you know, everybody will be inspired by it. Like I said, everything is about inspiration. And at the end of every story, there's a last page that explains, the people explain what you should do if you have gone through this certain situation. So it's a beautiful, inspirational book, and I'm so excited, and many people are waiting for it, so I'm excited to release it in about 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. So that's going to be around mid-April when this book
Absolutely.
Is going to be out. Yeah. And I like that it's more than just motivation. It's a guide. You know, you're telling people what they can do. And that's something that I feel sometimes gets missed in the, you know, motivational arena. Sometimes you have motivational people that just pump you up and you're ready to run through a brick wall, but you don't know what to do, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And I made sure when I began the journey of writing the book, when I spoke to the people that I was interviewing, I told them, I not only need you to tell me your story, but I need you to give me a way that my readers can surpass whatever they're going through. Don't just excite them and inspire them, but, you know, show them ways, show them paths that they can go about in different avenues that they can, you know, surpass whatever they're going through. Because, like I said, the titles are so important that I know so many people are going through it or have gone through it, and they're just so stuck in that state that they don't know how to go above it. And these people that I've interviewed in the book, they have, you know, given ways that people can somehow find their way and, you know, become great human beings in their own life.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I had a couple questions too about motivation and inspiration in general, because, you know, with this show, we talk about the life of a gentleman, but really what we're trying to do is show the most well-rounded approach that we can, because we want to talk about fashion and style. Of course, that's important, how you present yourself, you know, from a personal looks standpoint, but also the person inside, the mind, you know, your manners, how you carry yourself. And a lot of that has to do with your mental capacity or what you're feeding on. So let me ask you, because you're sort of an expert in this field, you know, what are the benefits of listening to positive reinforcements every day?
Oh, man, that is essential to your life. You know, how the world is going to see you, how you're going to portray yourself is what you allow to enter your psyche and your mind every day. You know, I try to, don't get me wrong, I love entertainment, I love hip-hop, I love other forms of music, I love everything else, you know, like everybody else, but one thing I don't do is I don't watch it all the time. You know, sometimes when I'm bored, I watch it for entertainment, but I make sure that every day I either am reading something that benefits my mind. Positivity is always a must, so I believe that you need to every day. It is essential for your growth mentally, spiritually, emotionally, for you to be able to listen to positive, you know, podcasts, reading books, motivational speakers, whatever you can get your hands on. Myself, I love positive MCs, you know, people who are talking about change and doing something with their life. So I believe that the outlook physically is always what they see you coming in, but for you to be able to hold a conversation with someone, you have to have that mental aspect of it and be able to speak your mind, you know, say what you feel, but understand that everything you put in your mind always going to remain there subconsciously, and you may not know until it's time for it to reveal itself, and then you know you expose it to the world.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Listening to positive messages, really, like you said, no matter where they come from, it's essential to you being able to achieve your goals in life, even, because so many negative things happen. You can't even believe in yourself sometimes without that positive reinforcement. But then
I agree.
Yeah, you know, go ahead. Speak to that a little bit for us.
You know what's crazy that I've realized? It's great to listen to inspirational music. It's great to read books that are inspirational. But, you know, my greatest inspiration is just having simple conversations with people. I feel as if we have a great story to tell. You know, we've all gone through something that someone doesn't know, but once you start to reveal yourself and you explain to someone else how you've, you know, surpassed it, whatever was holding you, and you show the world or the person you're speaking to that, you know, you can get through this. It's easier to be more inspired because it's a face, you know, one-on-one conversation rather than sitting somewhere and an inspirational speaker speaking to 10,000 people or whatever amount. You know, you really don't connect as much as you would if you're having a personal conversation with someone. So everywhere I go, I try to learn from everybody. I think everyone has something that I can learn from. It doesn't matter who they are, what color they are, where they come from, financial background, it doesn't matter to me. Everyone I meet, I learn something from. So I think you need to find that in everything that you do and everyone you come across.
Like I said before, I mean, I agree with you 100%. And the thing that I love about your Instagram feed is every day you're giving people a little bit of that. And my question would be, how do you come up with some of these quotes? Because a lot of them are really great. The thought-provoking, get your day off to a good start. Do you think of those in advance, or are you doing those every day on the fly?
You know what's crazy? You say that. People always ask me, like, you know, coworkers and people like that. I never sit down and try to think about what I'm going to write. Usually it's something that I experienced on that day or something I see. I can see something and it'll inspire the words in my mind for me to be able to display what I saw verbally. But I never sit down when I think about it. You know, it's like I've said before, you know, I take no credit for it. I think it's a 100% gift from God that I think we all have a gift. And I think that's mine. I post about 2 or 3 times a day, but I write about 10 or 15 a day, you know. So I'm never in a state of a mental block or writer's block or anything like that. You know, it just comes naturally. So I'm just grateful that I have that gift and that I can share it with the world.
Yeah, it speaks to the way you live your life, you know, always staying positive, looking at the bright side. And I mean, so many great things have happened for you. And we really wish you the best with this new book, too. So before we close out here,
yes,
let us know a little bit more, again, about the book and where we can purchase it coming up in mid-April.
Okay, so the book is called The Human Experience. It just totally envelops everything that people are going through in the world. And it brings a positive light and an avenue how to surpass whatever you're going through. It'll be available in mid-April. Date-wise, I can't really say. It's probably between 13 and 18. It'll be available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It'll be in Barnes & Noble stores. It'll, you know, Kindles, whatever you like to read, you know, hard copies, Kindles, whatever you want. It'll be available for everyone, and I hope that I can share with the entire world, and that, you know, it reaches a level that people are really, really, you know, want to read about it. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, we are too. And everybody that's out there, please support this book, support the Instagram page if you need daily motivation. And what I wanted to ask you too, hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but you know, we wanted
I'm open.
We wanted to have you come back on the show and do a segment for us from time to time about, you know, motivation, about being positive, because like we said, we have to have these reinforcements, and we thought you'd make a great addition to the show as a contributor. Would you be willing to do that for us?
It would be my absolute honor. It would be my absolute honor. Anything I can share with anyone and your audience, I'm all for it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. So you audience listening as well, definitely get ready to hear some more from Mr. Custodio Gomes and support the book. And we can look forward to some more great discussions on the podcast coming up in the future. Well, until next time, Custodio.
Thank you.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Gentleman's Look this week. This week, DeAndre and myself will be stepping in the place of Dennis Stiles, who usually handles this segment, but we definitely have a good subject for you. DeAndre, why don't you kick it off for us?
Hey everyone, well, the topic for today, I was talking to Richard, we are going to talk about fashion faux pas and little nuances that I don't know how they the rules got ignored or people trying to do their own thing. But we're here to call you guys out on it because these are little things that can really make or break your whole outfit. So Richard and I were talking about it, and we decided to make it about that. And I guess the first one that I mentioned was people who wear white after Labor Day and before Memorial Day. I don't know. I never got with that one. Not sure why, you know, how the rules changed, why the rules changed. I think in winter, it just doesn't look good as an off-white anything. And I don't know, Rich, what do you think about white after Labor Day and before Memorial Day?
It's not something I do. I don't really understand it. I kind of try to just stay within the boundaries as far as that one is concerned, because especially where I'm at, it's very cloudy and dreary most of the wintertime, so it just kind of looks out of place. So that's the reason pretty much why I avoid it. I'm not sure if exactly why some try to break that rule, if they're just trying to be rebellious, but to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, there were even high-end fashion designers that, you know, during the fall fashion week, not this past one, at a previous fall fashion week, they were debuting certain outfits that were all white or had a lot of white accents in it because they were saying how the rule doesn't really apply anymore. But I think, I don't know, like you said, it really looks out of place. I guess maybe if you and I lived in a warmer state or city where it's kind of nice all year round, but I don't know, it just really looks off. It looks really, really, really off. Even if the outfit is nicely put together, the white just kills it for me.
Yeah, especially when there's a lot of snow on the ground. I mean, it really doesn't make sense. You're in the middle of a blizzard wearing all white. It just looks kind of weird. So maybe it is a regional thing. And if you're in a warmer climate, you might be able to pull it off. Let's say you're in Miami or something like that. But up here in the north, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, so I guess my tip for that would just be, if you really want to wear a light color, go with a nice off-white. A lot of places sell off-white anything, really. You get off-white blazers, off-white pants, and so on and so forth. If you really have to wear white, I would definitely go with an off-white. It looks a lot classier.
Yeah, I definitely would have to agree with you there. The first one I'll bring up is pattern mixing. And the reason I bring it up is because a lot of guys these days really think that, you know, pattern mixing is very cool with mixing up plaid, stripes, polka dots, checkers. But the thing is, you can't mix up all of them at once. And sometimes you have that and it starts to get a little bit dizzying to the eye. And so really my tip would be just to be cautious about that. Maybe if you want to get into that a little bit more to kind of show you're advancing your style, look to some others that have kind of mastered it rather than going with paisley, floral, stripes, and a checkered jacket all at once.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. So, a word of caution there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree with you. I think if you're just starting out, no more than two patterns. I was starting to get a little pattern crazy myself, and my sister had to bring me back down to earth. So, I really try not to do more than two patterns in one outfit because it does start to look quite tacky.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
No, seriously. And I guess my next tip would be tie clips. I don't know if there's like a rule that you know of, Rich, but I personally read like people who put their tie clips too high or too low. It looks quite tacky, more so if it's too high, because it's like almost right next to the knot of the tie. But I read on GQ that if you do it between the third and the fourth button on your shirt, that is a nice place for your tie clip to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I've read too, and what seems to be, you know, the standard for looking elegant. Because like you said, when you have it up too high, it's almost like you don't even know it's a tie clip. People are wondering, what is it? And then if you have it too low, you know, it looks weird too, because if it's down around your belly button or something, that just looks odd. And if you close up your suit jacket, you can barely see it, you know, so it's a bad look either way. But like you said, that sweet spot right there, you know, between the third and fourth button, that's a good tip right there. You can't go wrong with that.
Oh, thanks. And I think if I remember correctly, like back in the day, men would wear their tie clips lower because remember, like, back in the day, their ties were a lot wider, and so they would clip it near the bottom so it wouldn't flare out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense for back then, but yeah, now we're in the modern times, and so you're right. Yeah, keeping it up higher, right between those third and fourth buttons, or as some people say, you can line it up with your nipples. And so, you know, dependent, so it fits within your body frame, and it looks good like that too. I'll slide into mine. This is one that you see a lot of people trying to pull off, maybe when they're going out with friends or to a nightclub or something, and that would be sunglasses at night and also wearing them indoors. You know, some people want to complete the look, but that's going too far, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, when I was younger, you know, it was kind of like the cool thing to do. But once you really hit your, I mean, I'm not even mid-20s, but once you get past like 22, you know, you should really take into consideration that, like, what sunglasses are really used for, and that's to protect your eyes from the sun. So don't make a whole outfit around your sunglasses, because when you get inside, you are expected to take them off. It's almost like a hat. Like, when you get inside, you should take your hat off.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's another good tip that you just brought up. But you're right, too. You know, sunglasses can be an awesome accessory, but don't try to force it. You know, that it's just like what we always say on the show. You know, don't overdo it, because it's just going to end up looking bad. And the sunglasses inside, I mean, just kind of look like you're trying too hard, if you ask me.
Yeah, and people are looking at you like, who's this guy? You know, like, you get those type of looks instead of like, wow, who's this guy? You know, it's all in the change of tone, which means it's all in the one little detail of you taking your glasses off or not.
You know what you can do when you take the glasses off, if you still want to use them as an accessory, is put them in your jacket pocket and just have, you know, a little bit of the glasses hanging out that way, if you really have to show it off. But I mean, if not, just put them away, because again, I mean, if you get some good glasses, why do you want to ruin them, you know, stuffing them in your pocket? But whatever, for a photo op or whatever, I mean, it's an option.
Right. I understand what you mean. And I mean, I didn't want to get into hats, but I'll just quickly touch on the hats. I understand that people wear snapbacks and, you know, fitted hats inside. I'll let those slide, but the real fashion hats, like the fedoras and the newsboy caps, you know, those really try to, you should take those off inside. It shows respect. So that's my quick tip for hats. But my actual tip was, I don't know who's trying to start this, because I feel like it's gaining a very slow momentum. People who wear suspenders and a belt at the same time. Not sure who told you to do this, but I just want you to know that they both serve the same purpose. So to have them both on at the same time, it just tears the rest of the look down, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know who's trying to make that popular or whatever, but like you said, I mean, functionally, makes no sense. And style-wise, I mean, just confusing to anybody who sees you. I don't get it.
And I understand people wear suspenders, you know. It's like, oh, you know, like, I feel like suspenders is like the bow tie. If I have a bow tie on, I'm super fancy, you know, because I know how to tie it and all that. But you have to understand, but you're not going to wear a bow tie and a tie at the same time. Same thing with the belt and the suspenders. You're not going to wear them both at the same time. They both do the exact same thing. And I know it might seem kind of weird that you don't have a belt on to match your shoes or whatever, but it's fine. Like, nobody, I'm not going to condemn you if you have on the suspenders already. You know what I mean? So you could be dressed to the nines, but when you have on the belt and the suspenders, it just really kills the look. It really kills the look.
Yeah, it makes no sense, really. This will be my last one. I want to just get your opinion on this. I know a lot of times, you know, I like to be casual, and so I will have on a blazer or a sports jacket and no tie. And so, you know, I just have the top button unbuttoned on my shirt. But have you seen the guys that have, like, three buttons unbuttoned? You know, usually they got, like, a white shirt on, and then they've got, a blazer. But they've got, like, three buttons undone. And I think that's a look that's got to go. I mean, what do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that. Just what your description just made me think of, like, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Like, what are you, like, who are you?
Wearing too much cologne.
Yeah, like, who are you, really? You know, that you just think you're so cool with your three buttons unbuttoned and sunglasses inside. I've personally never seen that. I don't think I ever want to see that. If you're going to have the three buttons, if you just have to, you know, let your pecs out or your chest hair, whatever, I hope it's groomed. I hope you listen to the groomed gent about the chest hair. But don't wear the blazer. Now you're just mixing two different styles in one. And I feel like if you just wear the shirt unbuttoned, it still isn't, you know, may not be appealing, but it looks better than you having three buttons unbuttoned with a blazer on. You know?
Yeah. I think all in all, that look should never be worn out in public, but nobody needs to do it. But sometimes you do see it. I mean, and I think a lot of times it might be older guys, I don't know, trying to look cool. I think it was a bigger trend back in the day, but there's still some guys hanging on to it. And it's like, man, nobody's trying to see all your little chest hair hanging out. So,
yeah, I'm not. I don't think that's, for me, that's not the business. So if you could be considerate of everyone else who may not, you know, find it appealing, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, though, we did have some funny ones. Hopefully we woke some people up that might be committing these fashion crimes. Let's put this one in the books as some of the fashion faux pas we need to avoid, and definitely look forward to our next discussion.
Oh, definitely. It's so much fun talking with you guys, and I like to get the feedback, read the feedback, because we try to make it as relatable as possible. And that's what I like.
Yeah, it's definitely a show where we like to have fun and we don't act like we have all the answers, but hopefully the listeners still get some good information out of it. Let's make sure that we're not having three buttons undone and sunglasses inside, all right?
Yeah, and don't wear your belt and suspenders and your tie clip too high.
All right.
Until next time, Rich. We'll talk later.
All right, cool.
Well, gentlemen, this concludes another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. On behalf of the Life of a Gentleman staff, we are all definitely happy you've continued on this journey with us as we discuss enhancing our personal fashion, etiquette, and lifestyle. And today was just a great show. At the beginning, we had Steve Nunez, who is a regular voice on the show and he's from The Social Cut. He shared his experience of him opening the doors to his own business, which is called The Social Cut Grooming Cafe. And it combines the services of a barbershop, tailor, and a cafe all into one. Because Steve is a part of the Life of a Gentleman family, we are all very happy and excited on his new endeavor. Then, Custodio Gomes joins us again to talk about his new book, The Human Experience, which is meant to be uplifting and motivating to all readers regardless of our different walks of life, and is set to release April 16th in Barnes & Noble stores and everywhere online where you can buy your favorite book. Custodio also gives us tips on how to stay motivated and maintain a positive energy. Lastly, Rich and I give our tips on different fashion faux pas and how slight changes in how you style your outfit can make all the difference. We'd like to thank you all for listening. We truly appreciate your support and your feedback on The Life of a Gentleman. We would also like to thank Steve Nunez, Custodio Gomes, and of course our host, Richard, for their insight and hard work in creating a great episode. All of their contact information is in the description, so you can reach out to them in your spare time. Also, we have a new Instagram we'd like for you to follow. The handle is @gentlemenspodcast. This will keep you updated throughout the week in between our episodes every Monday. And remember, you can always contact us at podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com with any questions or suggestions for the show. We'd love to connect with you. And until next time, take care. These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.